This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To me, it's not about going nuts, losing to the Marlins. Obviously frustrating. Friday night was just as bad as it gets. The new guys in the bullpen will be better. How much better? Who knows? But the guys in the bullpen will be better. Judge will come back. Freed hopefully shuts down the Rangers tonight. The issue is much deeper than just the results of the weekend or where the Yankees are in the standings this year. It'll probably play out the same way that it always does. Yankees will get to the postseason, and they'll fall short, whether it be in the American League playoffs, whether it be in the World Series. They're not good enough to win a World Series. Right now, they're borderline good enough to make the playoffs. I think they'll still get there, but I think the issue is much, much, much deeper. The lack of accountability, the lack of acknowledging. I mean, think about it. If you have a manager or a parent telling you how great you are and how good you are, even though the results are showing differently. Like Aaron Boone not too long ago said, when the Yankees were in a funk, oh, I still think we're the best team in baseball, and I still think this and that. Well, then, as a player, you're probably thinking to yourself, yeah, you know what? Skip's right. We are good. We are the best. How many times have we heard Jazz Chisholm in particular, who got doubled off at first on a pop-up at second base, how many times have we heard Jazz say in particular how great the Yankees are dating back to last year when he first got here? I get it, he's coming from the Marlins. Oh, by the way, a team that just took it to them, the Yankees, this weekend. But still, I get it, you're coming from a losing organization like that. You go to the Yankees, you make the World Series. I understand that. But when a manager is saying how great you are, as opposed to acknowledging the reality of, dude, this is unacceptable. What are you doing? Put yourself in that spot. If you were doing whatever it is in your, whether it's your job or just being a child to your parents or being a parent, whatever, put yourself in that spot. How do you think you would respond? You know, if I were getting in trouble as a kid and my father allowed it, don't you think I'd get in more trouble? He's like, ah, it's all right. Sal's a good kid. He means well. I get kicked out of school or get into a fight, whatever it may be. That's all right. He's a good kid. I mean, then it keeps happening. Instead, it was, you do something stupid, there are going to be repercussions. I wasn't going to test it, what those repercussions were. I wasn't going to do anything stupid. And with the Yankees, it's, oh, you're the best, you're the best. Don't worry about it. We're the best. Everything's great. Everything's good. And then they continue to go out there and make these mistakes. Yeah, the numbers may show that other teams make bad decisions on the base path too. Do the other teams do what the Yankees did? Like pound for pound? And by the way, it's not about that. It's not about what other people do. It's about what you do. But if you are going to reference those numbers, I would counter and say, Aaron, how many of that data and analytics that you have there that shows that you're just as bad as everybody else or everybody else gets caught on the base paths too, how many of those instances had a guy get doubled off of first base on a pop-up to second base? How many had a player walk off second base in a tight game late, walk off second base thinking there were two outs, or thinking there were three outs when there were only two? Not all outs on the base paths are created equally. And this is not just a first-time thing, a one-off with the Yankees. Been going on for years. Larry's in Medford starting us off. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Sal, what's going on?
How are you?
All right. Usually I do disagree with you, but today you're right. I don't understand this team. I do put part of the blame on Boone, because if he's a baseball man, wouldn't you think once in a while he'd be like, you know what, screw the analytics. You know, I got to go with my gut. You know, they run the team like they did at Oakland A's from, you know, Billy Beanball. Analytics is the only way it goes. I don't understand it.
But that's by design. That's what they want. And when I say this is not Boone's fault, obviously he's the manager and he's a part of it. I mean that if, let's just say, hypothetically, Larry, the Yankees miss the postseason and the Yankees fire Aaron Boone, do you really think that this is going to change next year? The answer is no, it's not. Boone is not, he's not the singular problem. He's a part of the problem. They hired him to do certain things. He's doing those things. It's not working, but they'll say it was working, went to the World Series, but it's not going to be any better or any different if Aaron Boone weren't here and everything else stays the same.
Well, you would hope maybe they would hire maybe an older school manager that would, you know.
They wouldn't.
Like, I can go. You have to use your gut feeling once in a blue moon. You can't just. I don't get it.
But it's not your mind. It's not just that, Larry. And thank you for the call. It's not just the in-game decision making or the sticking to the book, the plans, all that stuff. Girardi used data as well. To me, it's more about, and that, by the way, a lot of teams use the data. Now, you like to have ideally a good balance of it. It doesn't seem like the Yankees do. It's almost like they chalk it up to the math equation that they feel is going to work. And when it doesn't, it's like, well, the numbers said we were supposed to win tonight. We didn't. It happens. I'm more worried about the infrastructure. The Yankees got embarrassed in the World Series last year. Embarrassed. The Judge mistake in center field is a mistake where you say, hey, that doesn't happen all the time. That's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Unfortunately, it happened to him on the biggest stage. But that's not something that you can look at the Yankees and be like, see? See? They're sloppy. That's just the guy making a physical error in a brutal spot. But the other stuff that happened, guys not getting the balls, cutting them off the right way, guys not throwing to the right base, the Dodgers running all over the bases on them, the stuff that we've seen this year with the Blue Jays making the Yankees look bad, the stuff that the Yankees with the self-inflicted wounds, those are things that need to be corrected. And it's gotten far worse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since they made the decision to go away from a guy like Joe Girardi and go to a guy like Aaron Boone. It's not Boone's fault. This is an organizational design. This is their plan. Coddle, love, be gentle and kind with the players. I understand that. Nobody needs to be ripped apart and broken down and had their confidence shot. But there's got to be some level of accountability. If your big league shortstop is not living up to the expectations at all, what's the harm in sending him down? What, he's too soft for that? Oh, no, we've got no better options. Well, then you failed as an organization, which I believe is the real issue. The structure of this team and the design of what they want, whether it be from the players or from the manager, it's just not working. Mark is calling from Danville, New Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, good morning, Sal. I couldn't agree more with you about culture, and you just mentioned about infrastructure. Recently, Boone said something in a postgame that really bothered me. He said, they kept us in the park tonight. Since 2017, Cashman has been in love with the home run. They lead the league in home runs again. 31% of all their runs are scored by the home run. And that's why, to your point, 90 wins every year. We make the playoffs every year. Yeah, really, because it's like a softball game after work. You hit the ball out every day, you're going to make the playoffs. But you're not a well-rounded baseball team with real athletes on it.
Yeah.
I think that's a major problem with the Yankees.
You know, and you made me think about something else, Mark, and thank you for the call that I've been harping on for years. Not only did I disagree with the firing of Girardi, I mean, the guy got you to game 7 of the ALCS. And, you know, Brian Cashman for years defended that as saying, hey, sometimes it's just time to make a change. And then I countered in 2021 saying, yeah, sometimes it's just time to make a change. Meaning with Brian Cashman himself, like, I get the greatness of Brian Cashman. I love the honesty, the transparency, his resume, all that stuff. The sustained success is something that any team in any sport would kill for. Understood. But it did get to a point where you could see in 2021 that it just wasn't working, and it started to regress. And two moves to me that I disagreed with in real time, after the Yankees came out of nowhere, after the selling decision in 2016, they were supposed to be the young team in 2017 with no expectations. They get to Game 7 of the ALCS. Then that offseason, they fired their manager, and they went and traded for Giancarlo Stanton. Now, did those two moves set the franchise back? No, but it showed a thought process that, to me, was not the right one. You didn't need Stanton. I don't care how many home runs he hit with the Marlins. That wasn't a need. They needed some lefty bats at the time. You want more well-rounded ball players to put around the power in Aaron Judge. Or you could have gotten a superstar that could be more versatile, whether it's lefty, whether it's actually playing a position, or maybe a third baseman in Machado. Like, there were many ways that they could go. They decided Giancarlo Stanton. They chose wrong. But they also went away from a guy in Joe Girardi, who at the time was a proven manager. Now, Girardi failing in Philadelphia afterwards, that plays in favor of the Yankees deciding to move on. So you can't kick and scream about it, but you can't argue that the lack of discipline or accountability in the Yankee organization, I mean, it just has not been there since Girardi left. It's not there, and that is by design. Kevin is calling from Amerenik. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Sal, first of all, I'm so plugged into the Yankees, been a fan for 50 years. The speech you just gave and the analysis was about as well articulated and spot on as I've heard all the commentary, so thank you for that. It really is a culture issue, and here's my fear, right, as a longtime Yankee fan. Like, I really think it starts with Hal Steinbrenner at the top. It's kind of like his personality, I mean, as far as what the fan sees. He's not an intense person like his father. I was listening to a broadcast the other day where David Cone was, like, reflecting on George Steinbrenner, like, being in meetings with the hitters. And you would see George Steinbrenner in the box. And you remember, like, interviews with George Steinbrenner, how he would put his foot through the TV when they lost. He felt the pain of the fa- like, that level of intensity to win, to compete, that it just... It doesn't, at least from the fan perspective, you don't know what Hal's doing. You never see him at Yankee Stadium. So culture, to your point, starts at the very top. And I think Hal Steinbrenner sets the culture of, like, yeah, I want to have a good team, and I want to make good money, and I do all that. But that intensity, that urgency to win, you know, that permeates down, and then we get Boone baseball, which is everything you articulated, right?
I think you nailed it, Kevin. And it's not that the Yankees, and thank you for the call, it's not that the Yankees or Boone specifically, Aaron Boone is as fiery a competitor as there is. I mean, we've seen that firsthand, even if it's just in the card game that Beat and I have played. His brother, when we've had Brett on with us multiple times talking about the competitiveness of Aaron Boone, you've seen him go nuts on the umpire. So I don't think it's a lack of desire from Boone or from his players. But there is something to be said about the way Hal operates. Now, by the way, his father took it to, like, another level, which also at times was a detriment. So you got to be careful. It's not all, hey, that fire and all that stuff and, you know, accountability and firing guys. Like, you could also, that could lead to some bad decisions. The way that I would kind of transfer it or have it, you know, be put to use as far as the analogy goes is that at least with George, you knew that if you didn't perform, there were going to be repercussions. Again, he took it too far. With Hal, show me the examples that if you don't perform to the highest of levels consistently, there are going to be repercussions. And their, I don't want to say acceptance because it's also a delicate thing. Like, I get it. The pushback is going to be, yeah, we do perform at a high level consistently. We win 90 games the majority of the time. And we're in the playoffs every year, the majority of the year. I get it, but if you're looking at just those numbers and being, well, everything's fine, that's to me more business-like than, okay, what's wrong here? And maybe it's time for a change, a deeper dive. I'm not trying to cause people jobs. I want Aaron Boone to be the Yankee manager as long as I'm here at the radio station. I'd love to have Aaron Boone be the manager here. I love him. Personally, he's a great dude. And I do think he's a good manager. But what I think is wrong is the way the Yankees organization has gone about trying to develop these players and not having managers, whatever level, hold these guys more accountable and be a little bit more, I don't even want to say critical or harsh on them, but just like, you know, a little pat on the back or a terse talking is obviously not going to do enough. There have to be actions. There's a comfortability with the Yankees, whether it's front office, manager, or certainly players. There's a comfortability there knowing that, just I'm not trying to pick on Volpe, but knowing that, because it's year three with him, and he's one player who has severely underperformed his expectations. And not once has he been moved down. Like, he hasn't been sent down, he hasn't been benched, nothing has happened in 3 years. And talking to Jazz, giving him a little talking to, not benching him, just saying, like, what the hell are you doing? Is that going to work? Does Jazz truly feel Like, that mistake is going to cost him anything? Or is it just like, yeah, I know, Skip, I messed up. I'm sorry, it won't happen again. Or does he truly feel in his own mind like, crap, I better get it together, otherwise I'm going to be out of here? And the, again, I hate to even use like softness or whatever, but there just doesn't seem to be that. I'll tell you this. Let's use the Mets as an example here. Steve Cohen is not George Steinbrenner, right? He's not, at least now he hasn't shown it publicly, to overreact and flip out and make rash decisions. He'll let his guys, he'll hire the right people, let them do their job. But I guarantee you that if we're in year three or four of, because year three would be next year, and maybe even next year, maybe even as soon as next year, if Carlos Mendoza does not get the Mets to play a consistent brand of baseball at a very high level, he's going to be on watch. Or Stearns, whatever. I'm not saying those two guys in particular, but there seems to be a feel that Cohen has, even though he's a little bit hands-off, especially in comparison to George. There's a feeling that if there's not, and the Mets organization has shown it, even with David Stearns. Hey, they sign a guy, Joey Wendell, last year. Sign a guy to whatever contract he had. Not a huge one, but decent free agent contract. Not performing, he's out. See you later. Guys don't get the job done in the pen, out. See you later. Guy flips his glove up into the stands. It's not, oh, well, you know what? He could really help us. Remember, at the time they made that decision, what the hell's the guy's name? Lopez? Whatever it was. Where he threw his glove into the stands. The Mets desperately needed bullpen arms. Desperately needed bullpen arms. Didn't matter. Can't do that. There's an accountability level that other organizations have shown. And the Yankees just haven't. You can pick apart who you want to blame. But yes, I do think that that kind of starts with the top, where the Yankees could fail and miss the postseason and fall short of the World Series. Remember, the only year they made the World Series since 2009 was with Juan Soto. And then they lost Juan Soto. And everybody's saying it's supposed to be better this year. It's gotten worse. Doesn't mean the results can't eventually get better, and I think that they will, but there still is a core issue here. I think the Yankees have a culture problem, letting players get away with stuff that should not be gotten away with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.